Welcome to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast, where you'll receive tips, inspiration, and insights on creating intentional environments that foster community, elevated experiences, and well-being. I'm your designer, your host, and your guide, Rachel Lorraine Crawford. Welcome back to the Holistic Hospitality Design Podcast. We are on episode number 3, and I am starting a new series on the podcast. It's called the Design Struggle Series, Rescuing Your Hospitality Design Business from Design blank, blank, blank. And today we are rescuing your hospitality business from design overwhelm. I'm sure many of you are feeling it, have felt it, or about to feel it as you create your hospitality business. Before we dive into that, I'm going to go ahead and light our candle, connecting with the element of fire today and setting intention of connection. So we got our candle lit, and the card that I want to share with you that I am creating for the Oracle deck is called Breathe. And basically, it's just a reminder to sit still for a moment and breathe. Take a moment to just connect with your body and breathe in and slowly breathe out and just recalibrate your breath, recalibrate your thoughts, and to come center yourself and to ground yourself. Super easy. You can just breathe for one deep breath. You can take 3, take 5 minutes, whatever your body is needing to just connect with yourself. In the moment. So the card today is Breathe. Alrighty, I wanted to talk about this topic because this is one of the reasons why a lot of hospitality business owners come to me for design service. So many of you have probably felt that feeling of not knowing where to start. What do? You have like a million different design ideas. You like all kinds of styles. You like all kinds of color palettes. I was in the exact same place. I did this when I created my interior design business, and I was all over the board with the name of my business, the color palette that I was going to use, you know, the vision, all the visual stuff, like what are the patterns? What is it going to look like? So I was kind of freaking out. I was all over the place. Same thing with the logo. Didn't know what that was going to be. So just being completely overwhelmed, and in that space, you kind of freeze. And that's when I knew I needed to bring a designer on board to help me with that piece. So you might be in a place where you've got all the things down, but now you're looking at your physical environment of what you're creating, and you're just freaking out because you don't know where to start. And the cost of overwhelm, extends just beyond that face of indecision. It can cast a shadow on uncertainty that doesn't allow you to move forward with confidence. And in the realm of hospitality, every design choice contributes to the overall guest experience. So it's extremely important, right? So we've got all this stress and this pressure to make sure that the space is perfect for our client experience. And when it's not right, it can contribute to missed opportunities and, of course, lost revenue. This can also take a toll on productivity, just completely sucking the life force and focus from other essential aspects of your business operations. So by not having clarity on your design, being overwhelmed, that just totally pulls you away from the things that you really need to be focused on. It can also have a profound effect on your overall well-being. We know that stress and anxiety, both your mental and physical health, can be affected, and this will translate into the space. With holistic interior design, everything is connected. We are connecting the business owners to the guest experience, to the patrons, to the team. So everyone is being affected by it, and you can feel it in the energy of the space. I'm sure many of you have come into a space, a restaurant, a retail space, a bar, whatever it is, and immediately feel repelled or like you don't belong there or you don't want to be in there. So by having that stress and the anxiety and that overwhelm, you're creating an environment that doesn't fit well with the experience that you're wanting to create for your patrons. And it's super, super important to have these beautiful, welcoming spaces to bring people in to want to experience a space, to want to stay. So when you're got this repelling energy, it's really going to affect your business. And it also creates a barrier from connection to your guests. So again, just there's that energy barrier. There's this thing that you can feel and touch. And that is something that we want to relieve. Also, you know, this can affect not just you, but it totally affects your team. And when you're the leader and you're consumed by stress, this is going to set an example for your team, just going to stifle creativity and collaboration between all of them. And as a result, the entire organization suffers and gets into a space of struggling to reach its full potential in the environment because it's being overshadowed by overwhelm. Hiring an interior designer can definitely alleviate this burden, and it can create clarity in your space, which is exactly what you need. You need that burden lifted and clarity brought to you so that you can function properly. As an interior designer, we act as trusted advisors by carefully listening to your needs. This is extremely important. You're going to hire an interior designer. You want to make sure that you've got somebody that is really carefully listening to all the needs and aspirations that you're putting out there. Because as an interior designer, we then take that and we distill it. So we're distilling all the complex concepts that you've got in your head, that you've got swirling around, and we're going to put it into actionable insights, helping you gain clear understanding of the design vision. We provide direction by translating this abstract idea that you've got, or these all these different concepts, and we're going to turn it into concrete design solutions. So a designer is going to take all the stuff that you've got in your head, all these different ideas, there's a million of them because you're a creative, and we're going to take all of that and we're going to create something that's extremely tangible. So we do this through space planning and selection of materials, selection of furniture, fixtures, and lighting. And we transform just that nebulous idea into tangible realities, which will then offer you a roadmap for implementation. So we're taking all that, we're distilling it, we're creating something that's tangible, and we're offering you a roadmap. We're your guide to take you to the next level in your business. So we do serve as pillars of support, offering reassurance and encouragement throughout the complete design journey, especially in moments of doubt or indecision. We're going to provide you with a steady hand, offering you perspective and insight to navigate the challenges. And I will tell you that going through remodels, going through design, there's extreme challenges, but we'll be there to hold your hand with confidence and take you through this journey. We also empower you as the business owner to make informed design decisions that are going to be completely in alignment with your values, your vision, and your goals. That's the other thing, is the designer has the foresight. We know where we're taking you. We know where you're going. We know how to get you from one place and take you into the next. So ultimately, the role of a designer is going to extend far beyond the aesthetics. It's an encompassing, holistic approach, especially when you work with a holistic interior designer, because we're going to approach design that promotes clarity, direction, and support for you on all levels. By harnessing an expert interior designer, this is going to allow you to overcome overwhelm and embark on a transformative design journey with complete confidence and clarity of where you're going. So one thing I wanted to give you right now in this episode as a designer and as your guide is a couple of actionable steps that you can take to help you get that clarity that you're looking for. So you might be in a space or feeling overwhelmed, not knowing what direction to take. I'm going to give you step number one, and this is a step you need to do anyway before hiring an interior designer or even just starting to think about these sorts of things, especially if you're going to DIY it. So the actionable step I'm going to have you take is to define your design goal. So one thing that you can do is just take a moment, and you can do this now if you want to grab the pen, paper, pause the podcast, and take a moment to reflect on your values, your mission, and your vision statements. You should already have this. If not, then I would definitely go back and really dial these out, creating your brand identity. So again, looking at your values, your mission, and your vision. this is going to act as a filter. So when you're also working with an interior designer, you're going to give them these things so that they can filter the design process through this again. The designer is going to distill all these different ideas. And then you're going to take a moment to write down the following answers to these questions. How do you want the space to feel? And I'm talking about feel emotionally and physically. Like, what are the tangible feels that you want? Emotionally intangible, physical for your clients or patrons. What do you want the space to sound like? So now you're curating sound, you're curating music. Is it high? Is it low? Is it soft? Is it loud? Like all the things, even talking about like what bands are going to be playing. Is it live music? Are we having a DJ? Start curating what that sound is going to be like, and you're going to start formulating some clarity here. The next thing too is smell. Smell is so important. What does this space smell like? If you think of spaces that do have distinct smells, it transforms you or transports you into different realms, into different places. Okay, so think about the smell you want them to receive. And another thing you can ask is, what do you want the space to taste like? So especially if you've got a bar or a restaurant, like what are they tasting when they're in the space? And that's also going to filter you through the menu and everything else that goes in alignment with taste. The next question that I have for you is, what is the function of the space? What is the purpose of the space? What is the intention behind the space? Really dialing in, like, what are we doing here? Are we doing yoga? Are we doing breakfast? Are we having happy hour? Are we doing sound bowl meditations? Are we doing moon circles? Are we just coming to relax? Are we reading? Like, just figuring out what's the function. And then the last question here is, what is the guest experience that you want to offer? And that can be a million different things. It's all about just writing it down. Once you've got all these things down, again, what's the intention? What is the feelings you want to have in the space, that you want people to feel in the space, both physically and emotionally? What's it smell like? What's it sound like? What's it taste like? What's the function of the space? And what's the guest experience like? You're going to get huge clarity, and you're going to filter that all through your values, your mission, and your vision. So when you're looking at, you know, different activities, does that alignment with the value of well-being? Does that alignment with the value of community? Think about those things. Your values, your mission, and your vision are amazing filters to kind of take everything through. Let me know what you think about this action. I've given you quite a bit of things to do, but I think it's going to give you a lot of clarity. And it's things you need to do anyway before meeting with the designer, or again, creating a space all on your own. So I hope that is going to help you. The other thing I wanted to offer you is that if you are still feeling stuck, you can sign up for our design audits. We're doing free interior design audits that are going to become episodes, podcast episodes, where I'm going to have different guests on with different hospitality businesses, share their struggles, share images, and you know, just what they're going through with their hospitality business. And we're going to give suggestions. We're going to dive in. We're going to talk about business strategies. We're going to talk about design concepts, design tips and tricks, trends, experiences that you can create, and also how to build community within those spaces, since community and well-being is such an integral part of creating a holistic interior designed space and environment. With that, I hope this has given you inspiration, and I can't wait to connect with you next week. The link for the design audit is in the show notes. And if you know anybody that is creating a hospitality space and you feel like they can benefit from the podcast, please, please share. And until next time, happy designing. We'll see you then.